Kevin Ryan, former NCLGS president and Connecticut legislator, dies aged 73. Kevin Ryan, a long-serving Connecticut lawmaker and former president of the National Council of Legislators from Gaming States, NCLGS, has died at 73. The NCLGS announced on Tuesday that Ryan, who represented parts of Eastern Connecticut in the State House since 1993 and lived in Montville, passed away on Sunday. Over three decades in public life, Ryan combined legislative leadership with an ongoing role in regional and national policy networks focused on gambling regulation and state governance. Lawmakers and peers pay tribute. Colleagues and political figures across Connecticut quickly paid tribute. NCLGS founder and executive counsel Steve Geller described Ryan as a stabilizing force within the organization. Kevin Ryan contributed tremendously to the value of NCLGS over the years. By its nature, NCLGS has frequent turnover in its leadership, but Kevin was a steady and reliable member of our leadership team for many years. Sean Fluharty, the current NCLGS president, reflected on Ryan's mentorship and character. Kevin was a mentor to me as I became involved in NCLGS. Not only was he smart and experienced, but he also had a great sense of humor and was fun to be around. We're going to miss him greatly. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont ordered state flags flown at half-staff in Ryan's honor, underscoring the lawmaker's profile in state government. Representative Christy Carpino, vice president of NCLGS and a longtime legislative colleague, added, "Kevin Ryan was a legend in the halls of the Connecticut General Assembly and in the many organizations to which he dedicated his time and knowledge. Representative Ryan was a passionate advocate for his district and a wonderful person. I will always remember the issues we worked on together and our lively conversations." NCLGS extended condolences to Ryan's family, friends, and professional peers. Career, service, and community roles. Ryan's public service stretched beyond the House chamber. He served as Assistant Deputy Speaker and chaired several standing committees in the Connecticut Legislature, influencing policy across a range of state priorities. At the national level, Ryan took leadership roles within the Council of State Governments, CSG, serving as National Chair in 2024 and earlier co-chairing CSG's Eastern Region in 2017, roles that placed him at the center of interstate policy cooperation. Before and alongside his political career, Ryan had a medical and academic background. He earned a doctorate in optometry from the Pennsylvania College of Optometry, practiced at the Connecticut Visual Health Center, and worked with Mobile Medical Testing Service. He was also involved in the family business, Ungus Foods. In academia, Ryan taught physics at the University of New Haven, beginning in 1980, a role that tied him to higher education in Connecticut for decades. Within gaming policy circles, Ryan was noted for steady, pragmatic leadership during periods of regulatory change. NCLGS, an organization that brings together state legislators from jurisdictions where commercial and tribal gaming are legal, has relied on experienced members like Ryan to navigate emerging issues such as sports betting expansion, regulatory oversight, and problem gambling initiatives. Peers credited him with providing institutional memory as newer lawmakers took leadership roles. Legacy and continuing influence. Ryan's death removes a familiar voice from debates over state gaming policy and legislative governance. His combination of technical expertise, committee leadership, and long-standing institutional involvement helped shape Connecticut's approach to business, health, and public policy questions. As Connecticut and other states continue to refine gaming regulation and intergovernmental collaboration, NCLGS and CSG members noted that Ryan's steadiness and practical counsel will be missed. For many who worked alongside him,
Ryan's influence will be
measured in both the legislation he helped move and the mentorship he provided to rising lawmakers. NCLGS said it would remember him for his years of service and leadership, while state officials prepared arrangements to honor his contributions to Connecticut public life.